This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
It is Mad Wednesday with Dylan and Dean, and we have a special guest who's not nominated for anything.
But well, I mean, we don't know that, do we? Okay, we are talking the Globe Community Awards, and joining us is Globe President Daniel de Rochford. Hello.
Hi, boys. How are you?
We are very, very good.
That's
now,
good.
I mean, some of our listeners may not know, the Globe is the Gay and Lesbian Organisation for Business and Enterprise.
Yeah, good job.
Finally got that right. I always forget the O. I don't know why. Strange. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and this is, you guys have been doing the Globe Community Awards for a few years now.
Yeah, so 4 years. This is our fifth year doing it. We're at the Glasshouse again on Friday the 19th of October. It's going to be pretty big.
Now, it's not a small endeavour, the awards, is it?
It's not, no. So last year we had 450 people attend. We gave away a series of awards. I believe you may have won
one. I did.
You're the inspiration.
Yeah. You're the inspiration, that's me.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And that was picked by the public, so there you go.
I know, that was very, yeah, that was lovely.
Yeah, it was hard shuffling up the front to make sure you could be at the front so we could
push
on the stage.
Well, I was at the back taking photos. Do you know what was funny? Because I didn't know that I was getting that award, so
it was a
complete
secret.
Surprise.
It was a big secret.
Every time, and you were trying to get me to sit in the front, and David was, and I was like, no, guys, I've got to get some work. Like, I've got to take photos of the people. And then the minute the talking started, I was like, oh, for F's sake. I was like, all right, I know which one. I now understand why you were trying so hard. Because even when you guys put me on that table, I was like, why am I at the front? This is a terrible spot.
Exactly.
I'm going to have photos of everyone's chins. But yeah, so that was amusing. So for those that don't know, this year's the fifth year, and nominations for the Globe Community Awards end on Sunday.
They do.
And what I always love every single year is everyone ums and ahs, oh, this person would be good, this organisation would be good. And then the last few days, I get a million phone calls from people going, how should I fill in the application? What should I do? What's going on? So from a Globe perspective, tell us why the awards are important for you.
Yeah, look, absolutely. The community does a whole heap of stuff to support and make us live in an environment that is safe for us to be who we are. And so the awards is really about celebrating those unsung heroes. Micah Scott from Minus 18 won the LGBTI Person of the Year as an example. He does some incredible work for LGBTI youth. You've had a fair few Joy presenters and people that work at Joy win awards. Michelle Shepherd's one of those.
And it's also, I mean, it's not just about the winning as well. It's also a huge honour to be nominated. Last year we had Macca nominated for Media Excellence, and we had Miller for Volunteer of the Year, I think, which was fantastic. And this is what we're trying to let everyone know.
Artist of the Year.
Artist of the Year. This is what we're trying to let everybody know. It's important to nominate, and it's not just about the big names within the Globe Community Awards.
Absolutely.
It's for anyone and everyone. One of the reasons I love the event so much and have loved it every single year is because it really is a community event.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get to get our glab rags on, and you're hanging out with everyone that you'd hang out with every other way, and we just get to have a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
But people might be asking, what are the categories for the nomination?
Category is a healthy community, and it's sponsored by Vic Health.
It is.
We've also got connecting the LGBTI community. That one's sponsored by Optus.
Mm-hmm.
ANZ, excellence in business. I don't think that's sponsored, or it might be sponsored by ANZ.
Protecting our community, which is sponsored by Lander and Rogers.
Media excellence, which is sponsored by Think HQ.
Artist of the Year, sponsored by RMIT.
Straight Ally of the Year.
Volunteer of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
The John Marriott Sportsperson of the Year.
And Victorian LGBTI Person of the Year. And
so if we don't get the hosting role after doing that great read, I'm not sure what's happening.
I'm not sure that we can afford your fee, if I'm honest.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. I respect that. Now, everyone might be listening, oh, I know someone, I know an organisation. The thing with this is there's anyone that you can think of. Now, what's really funny is one of those categories everyone always goes, about is Straight Ally of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had this talk with quite a few people because they've turned around and gone, But what about Ally of the Year? So because they've said, you know, within our communities, there are LGBTIQ and they can mean different things to everyone. And that's one I throw to people. Well, why do you feel that like this person is important? I've got a couple of people who have spoken to me and said, this person's been an important ally to the trans community, but they're a part of our community. And that's when you get to look at every other category, because is it their volunteering? Do you think that they deserve, you know, a healthy community? Have they helped to make a change in that regard? It's a matter of looking at why you want to nominate this person, but people can be thrown by the nomination as well.
Yeah, look, I understand. I suppose what we've tried to do is have a broad range of different categories available, 99% of them covering off the broad spectrum that is the LGBTI plus community. We also recognise, though, that allies, straight allies, play a very important role in making sure that we have a voice. Sometimes they, unfortunately, are the most strongest voice for us in certain situations. So we want to recognise those people as well, and that's what that award's about.
One of the things I love about these awards is it really is about us recognising the people in our communities.
Absolutely.
It's not, and everyone always thinks that's about the people at the top of the cappuccino, but it's not. There are so many people that do so much work behind the scenes, and every single year the Globe Awards nominates the nominations are for so many wonderful, deserving people. And they're not just the ones that make the finalists as well. Like, so many nominations come in, and this is your chance to nominate someone or an organisation that you think is deserving or worthy. Now, the nominations close on Sunday, and all you've got to do is jump on over to awards.globemelbourne.com.au and literally fill in the information on the website. Now, it's not as simple as just typing 50 words here or there and going, I think this person's really pretty. So there is some information that you need to kind of put in regard to it. But jump on the website tonight or tomorrow, have a look at what the details are, and then just sit down and have a think about who you'd think would be deserving. If you think more than one person, then nominate them both. Because as a person that's been nominated, I think, nearly every year, and I mean, I'm not saying that's my horn, and it was such an amazing honour to even just to get that award last year. It means something to just let someone know that they're deserving.
It's important
someone
to recognise
that they were deserving, and it's not. This is one of those awards where I can honestly say it's not just about winning. It's about recognising so many people in our community, and there are so many people in our community that are so deserving. So this is your chance to do something.
Exactly right.
Question I have. Who picks the winners?
Who picks? We have a panel of judges, esteemed judges. Many of them have been with us for a couple of years now. And they go through a relatively detailed and rigorous process to really make sure that we are highlighting the absolute best of the best, those who have given back the most, and those who, in giving back, have really touched the lives of a lot of people. So there are a fair few people involved. I have to think about Farah Thomas then from The Age. She's one of those. Last year, we had Georgie Stone. She was our previous LGBTI Person of the Year. This year, Michael Scott will be on the... which is really cool. So we've got a really good range of people kind of having a look at those.
And I like as well that it's a completely independent, you know, group of people. They all get to look at it. They get together. They talk about those things in regard to the finalists. So it's just matters for you to nominate whoever you think is deserving. It can be an organisation. It can be a person. Remember those categories again. There's Victorian LGBTI Person of the Year, John Marriott Sports Person of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, and let's be honest, in our community, like, sometimes I feel like that's got to be the category that there must be the most that come through, because our community is full of people volunteering in so many ways.
Yeah, exactly.
We've also got Straight Ally of the Year, Artist of the Year, Media Excellence, Protecting Our Community, Excellence in Business, Connecting the LGBTI Community, and a Healthy Community.
So much.
Why don't you jump on to the website awards.globemelbourne.com.au, or if you can't remember that, just go to the Globe Melbourne website and click the link that takes you to the awards website.
That's it.
We're going to put the details up on our social media get nominating, because it's only 4 days. Deadline closes on Sunday, and it just takes you standing up and saying someone's deserving to let them be nominated and let them feel heard.
And if we don't have nominations, we don't have winners, so we won't have a fun night out.
Well, we'll have a fun night out.
We'll have a fun night no matter what.
Oh.
Well, we'll certainly be talking about the actual awards night, when we'll come around with that. Get you back on. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us
Perfect.
Today on Mad
Thanks,
Wednesday.
Always have a great day.
Get nominating.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.